Welcome to the Cool English Podcast, where I bring you English vocab, culture, pronunciation, and much more.
Welcome to Cool English, the podcast for English learners and teachers who want to improve their skills and have fun along the way. I'm John, your host and the creator of CoolEnglish.net, a website where you can find resources, activities, and games for teaching and learning English. In this podcast, I'll share with you vocabulary, grammar, and general tips and tricks for English every week. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced learner, a teacher or a student, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the Cool English Podcast. Hey everybody, John from Cool English, back with the third part of our health problems vocabulary. This is the hard section, so be prepared. Remember, these words are great to learn when you're traveling. You never know who might get sick. You have to go to the pharmacy or the doctor, and you have to describe what's wrong. It's also very common in movies and TV shows. You know, we love TV shows about medical dramas, and they constantly talk about health problems they're having. So let's get started with the last 10 words in health problem set 3. First word is asthma. That's A-S-T-H-M-A, asthma. So be careful. The T-H is silent in this, and it almost sounds like a Z a little bit, asthma. It's a long-term condition in which your airways narrow and swell and may produce extra mucus. It's common that people need to use an inhaler to help them breathe. They put it in their mouth and press down, and maybe they can't catch their breath, so they use this. One more time, that's asthma. The next is a black eye. That's B-L-A-C-K, black, and eye, E-Y-E. And this is bruised skin around the eye, normally resulting from a blow or a punch of some kind. So if you get hit in the eye, somehow around the eye you get this black or purple markation, that's called a black eye. After that, we have chicken pox, C-H-I-C-K-E-N, chicken, and pox, P-O-X, all one word, chicken pox. This is a highly contagious disease caused by the varicella zoster virus. And it's common in children. We get these little red marks all around the body, little bumps. It's highly contagious, so normally if you have chickenpox, you stay home. There is a vaccine for chickenpox, so we normally take that. Next, we have a cramp. That's C-R-A-M-P, cramp. And a cramp is a sudden, painful tightening or contraction of a muscle. It's common if you haven't drank enough water or you don't have enough vitamins in your system. When you go running or do some exercise, your leg might cramp. You might get a cramp in your arm. So any part of your body where there's a muscle, you could get a cramp. I would say that it normally happens in our calves or our thighs. For women, they do have menstrual cramps. So that's going to be a painful feeling in the stomach that some women get when it is their menstrual cycle. Next, we have food poisoning. That's F-O-O-D, food, and poisoning, P-O-I-S-O-N-I-N-G. This is an illness caused by eating spoiled or rancid food. So if you eat some food that is bad, it's no longer good, it could cause you to get very sick. Your stomach, you get a very bad stomach ache, maybe diarrhea. This is food poisoning. Normally, you need to go to the hospital if you have this. After that, we have heartburn, H-E-A-R-T-B-U-R-N, heartburn. This is a painful burning feeling in your chest or throat due to stomach acid. So even though it's called heartburn, it really has nothing to do with your heart. It's more of an acid reflux problem where you're getting acid in your esophagus or your throat and it's causing this burning sensation. Because it's near the heart, you know, people might in the past thought it was the burning of the heart. But it's not. We just still today we call it heartburn. After that, we have measles, M-E-A-S-L-E-S, measles. And similar to chickenpox, this is an infectious disease that produces small red spots all over the body, but it's caused by the rubeola virus. And we also have a vaccine. We normally take the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. So one more time, that's measles. Next, we have a sprain. S-P-R-A-I-N, sprain. And a sprain could also be said as a twisted joint. So it's an injury to the ligaments around the joint, like your ankle or your wrist. If you're playing basketball, you might sprain your ankle or twist your ankle. It's a common injury. You normally need to put ice or wrap it up. After, there is sunburn. S-U-N-B-U-R-N. Sunburn is sore or red skin caused by too much time in the sun. If you go to the beach or the pool and you don't use enough sunblock, you could get sunburn. Finally, we have swollen. S-W-O-L-L-E-N. Swollen is when a part of the body is bigger or enlarged due to injury. The verb is to swell, so you could say swelling. If you have some form of infection or maybe you hit your hand really hard, you could get some swelling or your hand could be swollen, meaning larger, enlarged. Okay, that's it. Let's go back and review. We have the first word, asthma. The next, black eye. Then chicken pox. A cramp. Food poisoning. Heartburn. Measles. A sprain. Sunburn. Swollen or swelling. Thanks a lot for listening to the Cool English Podcast. Don't forget to check out the visual version of this on YouTube or the full activity with multiple choice, definition game, video clips, open questions, the slot machine game, and even a self-correcting test, all on coolenglish.net. And stay tuned for more of the Cool English Podcast. Have a great day.
Do you want to learn
English?
Cool
English.
Do you want to learn
cool English?
Cool
English, dude. English.